On this day, we celebrate in the United States and in the Society of Jesus the feast of a very, very special saint, St. Peter Claver. St. Peter Claver was born near Barcelona and, as a young man, entered the Society of Jesus there and was sent to do his studies, his scholasticate, as it is called in the Jesuit order, in the island of Mallorca. And this all was generated by God from eternity, not just then. And so in Mallorca, the porter of the convent of the Jesuits, of the school, was another Spaniard, St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. And of course, birds of a feather flock together. They became very good friends, and St. Peter completed his studies. And St. Alphonsus convinced him that he should go to Granada, to the New World, the New Granada, which was Colombia. And so, indeed, he asked, and he was sent there, and he was sent to the very, very important city, even today, of Cartagena, Carthage, in Colombia, which was the center of the slave trade, both in the north and in the south, because many of those who possessed slaves in North America and later on in the colonies, whereas the United States was not yet even thought of, but Florida and Louisiana and so forth were, and all the slaves that were bought from Cartagena. And thousands of slaves were sent every week. And of course, they were pagans. They never heard of God. They never heard of Jesus Christ. They worshiped all kinds of idols, and the sun and the moon and the stars. And so he met an old priest who was a Jesuit who had dedicated his whole life and was coming to the end of it, to taking care of these slaves. And the first thing he did was to try to catechize them as little as he could, and then to baptize them. And because one could not keep track of who was who, he put a medal of Our Lady on each one that had been baptized. Not the miraculous medal that was not even thought of yet. That was in 1830. And so St. Peter baptized, it is said, in his years there, 300,000 black slaves. Then he himself contracted, around the year 1540, I believe, the plague. And even though he lived for a few years, nevertheless, he never recovered his health. It was never the same as it was before. And then when he died, interestingly enough, he who had been so much to so many, he died alone. Nobody was there to take care of him, or who to wipe his brow or hold his hand. And so, nevertheless, he was canonized a saint in 1888 by Pope Leo XIII of happy memory. And a few years later, he was made the patron saint of all those who work with Negroes, or the blacks, as they are called now, throughout the world. And in particular, those, and at that time, when there was still slavery in some places, those who work with the black slaves. Even today, St. Peter Claver is very, very popular, not only in the Jesuits and in the New World, but many of the black parishes, at least once here in Pensacola, used to have it. I'm not sure if they still do. They are going down very, very quickly. The Pentecost of Vatican II hasn't gotten there yet. There was a society for the women of the parish that was called the Ladies of St. Peter Claver. And they were very noticeable because they wore a white skirt and suit, and beautiful white hats. And they would go in the processions and do all kinds of things for their parish and for the black citizens of their particular parish or city. So today we honor this wonderful, wonderful saint. And the other saint about whom we know little is Saint Gorgonios, who was a guard of the guards of Diocletian, just like Saint Sebastian. And he was discovered to be a Catholic, and he was tortured and put to death. And so he is a martyr and a saint. And he goes back to the year 300 or so. So these and all the saints of the church, we ask them to pray for us. In addition, lately it has been on my mind, I found it again, as I found some pictures of the beautiful sanctuary in Canada of Saint Maria du Lac, Notre Dame du Lac, which is on an island. You have to go on a ferry to get there. And Brother Aaron and I visited there a few years ago, and it was a wonderful experience. It was the afternoon, but it was already pitch dark, and so it was even more exciting. But we were able to visit Our Lady, Notre Dame du Lac. And so we asked her, along with Our Lady of Częstochowa and Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, to protect us and to deliver us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's too bad.